The Adequate Yearly Progress, or AYP, report is a crucial part of the federal No Child Left Behind Act, which sets performance levels for schools and school districts throughout the nation. According to Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como, the brightest statistic from the latest progress report lies with the graduation rate.
We have been working really hard on increasing the graduation rate from 64.9% last year to 69.4%, almost 70% of our students. And that's significant in a district the size of ours and as complex and diverse as our district is.
The rate reflects only those students who graduate within 4 years from starting as freshmen. Those who take longer or receive certificates of attendance rather than diplomas are not included. The nearly 5% increase over 2007-2008 is the largest jump in the last 5 years. Mixed in with that good news were slightly lower language, reading, and math scores than in the previous year. Language arts dropped by about a percentage, with 82 schools meeting the requirement. Math showed a slightly more than 2% drop, with 84 schools meeting the target. The Anchorage AYP includes 96 schools. Each school must meet the targets in up to 31 specific categories. To miss just one of the targets means the school fails for that year. The one strike and you're out standard can lead to some frustration and confusion when a school is said to have not met AYP.
57 schools missed it by one or more targets. We had 15 schools who missed by just one category.
Como also noted in 2008-2009, 39 district schools met all targets. Federal law requires districts to offer students in Title I schools that fail AYP the chance to attend alternative schools. Title I schools are those with a high percentage of economically disadvantaged students. 11 Anchorage schools will offer alternative choices this fall. However, Como says most parents opt for special tutoring programs those same schools offer. No Child Left Behind targets include the performance, attendance, and graduation levels of various groups: racial, economically disadvantaged, students with disabilities, and limited English proficiency. If any individual group fails to meet a target, the overall school misses AYP.
Last year during the school year, we got a significant in-migration from rural Alaska, and as Mr. Steiner said, international students who don't, many of whom do not speak English. And so I attribute maybe some of the struggles with the language arts scores and frankly some of the math, because there's a lot of reading and writing in the math assessments, to increasingly higher number of English language learners.
John Steiner is president of the Anchorage School Board and was also at the district's AYP announcement. Both Steiner and Como stress that federal stimulus money will allow the district to find new ways to further improve student performance and the district's AYP results. Como cited an expanded outreach program to parents. Steiner pointed to increased middle school counseling, as well as an individualized academic assistance program called Response to Intervention. According to Como, even as the district makes known the AYP results to the community, district staff and teachers will begin an in-depth, category-by-category, school-by-school analysis.
We're going to be spending a lot of time, the rest of August, September, really analyzing where our strengths are and where we need to really focus our efforts.
One element for that analysis remains unknown, namely how Anchorage did compared to other districts in the state. That information becomes known on Friday, when the Alaska Department of Education and Early Childhood Development releases the statewide school and district AYP results. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.